Berlin Brandenburg Gate at 9 a.m. in cold and wet weather. The American photographer Bob Carey is preparing for a photo shoot. It's a special photo shoot featuring himself wearing a pink tutu. He is short, slightly stocky, and not exactly young anymore. It's not the first photo of its kind, and it won't be the last. Brandenburg Gate is just one of many extraordinary places where Bob has put on a tutu. But Germany is a particularly special place for him.
It just seems like everything has taken off, and there's so much support all over the world, and Germany is, like, huge. I mean, it says our biggest fan base, in the social media, is Germany now. So that's, like, amazing.
The East Coast of the USA. This is where Bob and his wife Linda have made their home for around 10 years. The couple met and fell in love in 1986. 6 months after their move to the coast, Linda received a shocking diagnosis, breast cancer.
Once she was diagnosed, that's when I went into self-therapy mode, like getting out. It would be like me, like if I was a runner, I'd go out and run 8 miles, you know, to get my head clean. This is like, I'm gonna go out and shoot, photograph myself and make these pictures.
And he did it in the most extraordinary places. Bob has photographed himself in a pink tutu in central New York, in the middle of a field in winter, lying in a parking lot, and hanging from a palm tree, with childish curiosity, untroubled and open. And these photos brought a smile to Linda's face, helping her to deal with her illness.
Because even if I couldn't be there with him, I wanted to experience it, and you can do that through email or texting, which is great. And I would laugh, and it would make me feel better.
The photos of Bob in the pink tutu didn't just help Linda. She took them with her when she went in for treatment, and other patients were also tickled by Bob and his tutu.
At that point, I knew that it could make somebody else happy and take them away from reality. And that's when I said, I think that we should do something with these images.
True to his word, the Tutu Project for his wife Linda led to the Carey Foundation, with the aim of using the photos to raise money for breast cancer patients. Alongside Bob's photos, the internet lent a helping hand too, making it possible to reach millions of people within seconds.
It was crazy. I mean, we started getting calls from all over for interviews, and it was great. And if we didn't have that technology, this wouldn't have grown so fast.
A recent TV ad by Deutsche Telekom also emphasizes the power of online sharing. The TV ad provides another platform for Bob and Linda's story and helps to promote their cause. Through both the internet and TV, Bob and Linda's story has reached people as far away as Europe and Germany. Bob's unusual way of grabbing the limelight has gone down well in Berlin, too. The positive reception that the Tutu Project has received across the world spurs Bob and Linda on, and not just in the battle against breast cancer.
It is. It's saying, okay, so I have this situation is here. How am I going to deal with it? And I think that's how I live my life anyway. And I think Bob and I both, we agree that it's good to be positive and smile away the pain. Yes.
Yes, it does. And
it takes our mind off of.
Yeah.
Our focus is never really my cancer. Our focus is living life. You know, we get up in the morning and say, okay, what are we going to do now? And what are our goals? And cancer just happens to be a piece of it. It's not the whole thing. He's a good guy.
Thank you.
Bob, Linda, and the pink tutu. Only real life could come up with a love story like this.
He is a real dancer.